Hello, everyone. Welcome. Amanda Grace here with you today. So happy to have you joining us. We have a very, very special guest with us. Mr. Mike Lindell of MyPillow is here. So I'm going to open up in prayer, and then we're going to bring Mr. Mike in. Welcome to everybody who is jumping in, who's watching in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you. Welcome to our Ark of Grace team as well. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So let's open up in prayer, and then we're going to bring in Mr. Mike Lindell. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you this day. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise to your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before your throne this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, forgive us of every way we have sinned and fallen short, Lord. We praise you that your mercies are new every single day. And we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. He miraculously rose again. He ascended back into heaven. He is ruling and reigning victoriously and righteously at your right hand, Lord, forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in. Presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place. Order our words today, Father God. Order our steps, Lord. Go before us. Be our front and rear guard. Fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord as we go forth mightily in you today, Father. Lord, take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. Every breath we take is because of you. We owe you every breath. The Word of God says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And we just ask, Father God, for your hedge of protection and your holy angels of all offices, ranking divisions to surround this broadcast, to surround me and Mike Lindell where we are, Father God, to make a hedge, a shield, and a wall of protection, and to guard against every dimensional access point as we go forth. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to bring in of my pillow, Mr. Mike Lindell. He's got a lot of updates. He's got a lot of very interesting things to talk about. He was talking to me a little bit about it backstage. And so let's bring him in now.
Hey, Amanda.
Hello, Mr. Mike.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Oh, we're happy to have you on. So let's talk about some of these updates that you were talking to me about backstage.
Right.
So where do you want to begin? Which update do you want
let's begin with Arctic Frost. This came out about 2 weeks ago. You might have seen it. Even Fox is actually talking. You know, Fox,
wow. Okay.
Which is surprising, right? Mm-hmm. Arctic Frost is a government. It was a secret operation in 2022. It was codenamed Arctic Frost. This was to attack. You ready, everybody? It started out as an attack on all these conservatives, Republicans, but the first one in line, MyPillow, the company MyPillow, not even me, a company MyPillow, mm-hmm. and MyPillow's banks. I thought it was funny back then when American Express deplatformed us, and then my banks. I grew up with a friend of mine that was president of the bank, and he all of a sudden he calls, he says, "I'm sorry, you can't be our bank anymore." And I'm going, "What?" But he was probably sworn, who knows, with threats. Who knows what happened on that end. But Arctic Frost, everybody, it was just revealed by our current DOJ government where all this is coming out. And here's what it is. Over 92 people, platforms, and there's six government agencies that were ordered to attack. The FBI, the DOJ, and four other ones. Now, remember when everybody, when I got my phone taken for the FBI in September of 22, this is mm-hmm. all Operation Arctic Frost. Now there was 92, you ready everybody? Of the 92, one of them was Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA. Mm-hmm. There's seven, nice. I believe seven senators, it's all in the news right now, coming out. Seven senators were ordered to take them down. This is absolutely, it's like a spy movie. You can't even make this up. And so they didn't knock my pillow out in 21, destroy me when they deplatformed me everywhere. Every website, every box store, The shopping channels, my pillow had to endure one attack after another when I raised my hand. Hey, we got to get the paper ballots hand counted and on the machine. They're shooting. They probably wish they'd have killed me back then, Amanda, because that didn't work. So now let's have our government do a full-blown attack. You know, everybody, remember, everybody, we were debanked, demerchant server. American Express shut us down. I had my overseas vendors where they called them up and they ordered their banks. If you deal with MyPillow, we're cutting you off. This was, and I'm going, I kept saying, like, how can this be? You know, something would happen every week. Well, now I know why. Arctic frost. So that's a big thing that just came out, everybody, this last week. And right on the heels, I'm going to transition right into the other thing. So the other big news, as far as attacks, let's just keep going with the attacks, and everyone goes, well, Mike, you made it through. No, we haven't made it through. Here's when Donald Trump won, everyone's going, oh, Mike Lindell was vindicated. Wow, this is great. Mm-hmm. He made it through. No, they turned up their attacks, everybody, on me. Why? Because I stand for Donald Trump's in power. And just like I said before, we have to get the paper ballots hand counted. We have to secure our elections just like our president wants. And it's like I've been shouting from the rooftops for 4.5 years. 132 other countries have banned electronic voting machines, went to paper ballots hand counted. We need to get there. And I'll tell you that news in a little bit.
Okay.
But in Minnesota, Keith Ellison, and by the way, everyone's asking, you're going to probably ask, am I running for Minnesota governor? You guys, I'm 99% there. So that's just.
That would be amazing. Then it would be Governor Mike Lindell.
Right. Against who? Tim Walz, right? But we'll talk about that in a minute. I want to tell you what Keith Ellison, the Attorney General of Minnesota, evil, evil, evil. And what he's done, he has done a full court press attack on my network, my recovery network, which everybody knows, that's free. It's online, the LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. It's a C3. It's for addicts. I put over before this year, I put in all the money. I put in millions of dollars to help people get from addiction to Jesus.
Yes.
And it's still there. It's still standing. But now we have to fight Keith Ellison. He wants to shut down. He wants to shut it down. Obviously, he's not a Christian. He doesn't want anybody getting off addiction and going right to Jesus, right? Well, so that's going on. Then, the big one is a week ago. This is after a Smartmatic whistleblower came out. Finally, these are ones I tried to extract out of Serbia years ago on all these things going on. But in the Tina Peters case, everybody, this guy... I think this is where it came from. This whistleblower came out, and this is, you're not going to see this on Fox News. Okay. You're going to have to look. It's all over the social media. You could probably just Google just go out and check with Tina Peters, her social media stuff, but we posted it to at Lindell TV. Now this whistleblower, comes out and it's like, you know, everyone's calling me going, Mike, all your lawsuits are going to go away. And all these $1.5 billion and $1.3 billion, these machines that sued MyPillow and Mike Lindell. And, you know, you guys all know about them. The trial wasn't supposed to be for another 2 years. So I'm going, all these whistleblowers, they'll come out before then. Well, we put in, it's called a summary judgment. We put this in months ago. And to say, hey, this is a frivolous case. Here's why, judge, blah, blah, blah. It's this judge in Minnesota. I wish I had his name right now. I'd tell everybody his name. But then the other side, Smartmatic, puts in their summary judgment. Well, you guys can look this up because Fox News ain't going to tell you about this either. And it came out, this judge, it is the most corrupt ruling in the history, I believe, of the United States, and it's going to have huge ramifications if I don't appeal this. Here's what they did. They said MyPillow is guilty of defamation, basically by guilty by association. The words the judge used was vicariously liable. So that would mean anybody as an employer, you would have to worry about every single employee you have if they went out there and spoke out about our government or anything. So that's one part of it. Then the judge ruled that I defamed them. So if I don't appeal this, all it is then it goes to jury trial, I don't know, 2 years down the road. And the jury now, he already says I committed the crime of, or whatever it is, of defamation. And the jury would just have to rule, did Mike do it maliciously and how much does he owe? It's disgusting what that judge did. Now, you guys, so the way that case sits, this is just, he comes out with this after waiting all this time, this ruling, just a couple days after the whistleblower comes out. You know, there's, you got, this is not a coincidence, okay? This is part of the attack. And here's what they gave me, that my lawyers, we have 30 days to appeal. We had that. Now we're down to 22.
Okay.
And it's going to cost a lot. We, by the way, if you guys want to help, it's mypillowtrial.com. Mypillowtrial.com. If I don't get the money for this appeal, which I'm going to get it one way or another, of course, nobody will borrow me any more money because of all these lawsuits. But anyway, if I don't appeal, here's what will happen to our country. If you're a business, you'd have to worry about your employee. Anytime, anything they do, you could get sued for defamation, no matter what he's saying. The other part is even bigger. We will never be able to question, get ready, everybody, a government private contractor ever again. So we would never be able to question a private contractor. That's what these machine companies are. And it's a little monopoly. They're all interrelated. Okay. They're all interrelated. And these machine companies, we pay for as citizens. We pay for these government, this government private contractor. Now, remember, our government, I mean, nobody's digging into them other than we have for 4.5 years. They've got to go. Well, and so can you imagine if I don't appeal, this will set a precedence that, you know, you will never be able to question your government again. And everyone says, well, right now, Donald Trump's in, we're okay. You guys, if we don't get rid of these machines and go to paper ballots and count it, all this is all going to go away, be for naught. I just met with the president, I don't know, a week and a half ago. This is number one on his plate. Everything he's doing, he makes everything number one at that space and time. But there's only one thing that relates to every single thing he's doing, and that's our elections.
Yes.
Him and I are in lockstep. He wants to get to paper ballots hand counted, which I will tell you the hope, everybody, in a few minutes here. But that's the footprint that I'm in right now with these attacks. And like I say, we have to appeal. I don't care what I have to do to appeal. And this is the same thing, you guys, they did to me in Colorado when my pillow actually won there, you know, it was totally vindicated. But the last thing the jury, that they said to that jury, that horrible lawyer for the other side, for the Dominion employee, which I called a criminal, and they even put that in the thing. Mike called us criminals. Well, you are. I'll say it again. Criminals to the United States of America. He told that jury, Amanda, he goes, this was the last thing said to the jury before they went in to deliberate. He says, now you all know Mike Lindell had a net worth of over $100 million, and now he's minus $10 million because they took my financials and all that. He's minus $10 million, but we're asking you of the jury for $60 million for what he said about calling us criminals and traitors. That's what that was the whole thing was about. Called them criminals and traitors, which they are. You know? And so anyway, because they had attacked my pillow. Now those, that case then, or then he said to the jury, but we're asking for $60 million. And if that bankrupts my pillow and Mike Lindell, so be it, because we need to send a message to the country that you don't talk about our elections and put out disinformation like Mike Lindell. And the judge let him say that to the jury.
Wow.
Thank God the jury came back and said, my pillow had nothing to do with it. They're innocent.
Yeah.
They still went after me, which, by the way, everybody, that case is also getting appealed. I got so many balls in the air fighting this evil against me. It's beyond belief. And everyone says, Mike, how do you do it? How do you get through every day? I go, well, I've been trying to save my pillow, which, by the way, everybody, we are saved. A lot of you out there have helped out with buying of products and keeping my employees secure, but also by the grace of God, we pray every day, every single day about what to do. And that's what I say, you know, where that's at. And I know that was a long first opening thing there, but that's the bad footprint we're on, Amanda.
Okay.
See, but there's a lot of good things going on, and if you want, I can tell them the good things so that people don't get all depressed right away.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. Okay. We'll swing. We'll talk about the good things now. Okay. Let's go.
Okay, you guys. I met with the president about a week and a half ago. I meet with them quite often. We've become very good friends. And one of the things that, you know, like I say, his biggest concern, I said, sir, we don't want this hard work you've been doing and everybody's been doing, that this will all be in vain if we don't secure our elections. Now, I haven't even brought him the good news yet, but this just happened last week, everybody. Remember, in the 2024 election, by our efforts around the country, we had quite a few counties that got rid of the machines and went to paper ballots hand counted. For example, Gillespie County in Texas. There was quite a few counties. You just didn't hear about that. And they're so small, like Searcy County, Arkansas, when they went and did it, they got attacked by the Uniparty Republicans, including Sarah Huckabee over there. Oh, you should never do this again, even though it went off perfect and beautiful. And they got in trouble because they didn't spend enough money on their election. I mean, you can't make this up. You need to spend more money, you know, because the paper ballots are like 10 times cheaper than machines. Well, anyway, the big news is, and I'm not going to take any credit for this, these hard workers down there that did this all on their own. In Dallas County, Texas, a huge county, they fought and fought. And by the way, one of the guys that worked there in Dallas County, they kept getting all this pushback. No, you know, I'm wanting to get to paper ballots hand counted. He worked for Smartmatic. He was very high up in Smartmatic. And here he's working for one of these biggest counties, I believe, trying to take over Texas and what they've been trying to do down there to steal everything down there. Now, but that guy resigned 4 weeks ago. I think he knew, Amanda, that this whistleblower was going to come out. But with him gone, this just got voted in, everybody, and they can't change it. 100% voted in. Dallas County went to paper ballots hand-counted in this upcoming primary. It is a miracle. This is a huge county. So now we're going to have a prototype to say, hey, when we hear, oh, we're a big county, we're Maricopa County, it would take the whole size of the county and years to count the ballot. Rubbish. We're going to, now we have this big county, we'll be able to push through. You guys, this is so important. I can't even tell you the importance of this. It is huge. And they're going to pull off I'm going to be involved. They're going to pull off with these fighters down there have done. They're going to pull off the most amazing primary election, so we're able to show the rest of the country and the world, look what can be done. We used to do it, remember, hand count in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, it's so simple. We want to be like 132 countries that have banned the machines, the last one being Argentina, who did it 2 years ago. And they said, oh, this can't be done. They told that judge, said, we got to, or we're, you know, these machines are, it's horrific. They're using them to steal countries. Well, they said, it can't be done. It can't be done. She said, we're going to do it anyway. Argentina did it in 4 months, everybody. They beat the Netherlands by a month. Beautiful.
Wow.
It's hand counted. And they freed their country. Your elections, if they're done right, if they're done, you free your country. I don't think anyone's has a problem, Amanda, of who is elected, as long as they're elected and not selected.
Well, exactly. And so let me ask you, these countries that banned the machines,
right,
what was their main reason in the ruling, do you know, for banning the machines?
Oh, it was
like, what did the argument come down to?
Right. It was all corruption. I'll give you an example. Let's go with the Netherlands.
Yeah.
With the Netherlands, a guy named Clint Curtis, he was the first one that set up algorithms to steal elections. He was basically set it up to show people it could be done. And we all know him. I put him at the symposiums we had and everything. When I first met him, he's a Democrat, you guys. He voted for Biden. Who knows if he voted for Harris, but he's a Democrat. But he was very upset because back then they used his technology to use it to steal elections. And this was Republicans doing it back then. He was a Democrat, so maybe that was part of his upset, but whatever, I don't know. But I do know that it went worldwide. They talked about it back then. Lou Dobbs, my good friend Lou Dobbs, yes. Back then in 2006, this was all brought up. All the Democrat politicians wanted these machines gone. And that went worldwide. The news was reported then that, hey, these machines, they're, look at Clint Curtis showed them. Look at their stealing. It's 51.49. That was the first algorithm. Now, the Netherlands got all, they got all worried. They go, well, we got to get rid of these machines. And what if it happens to us? With they're worried about Russia, I believe, or something. Well, they asked Clint Curtis, what do we do? What can we do? How do you protect, put better protection on the machine? He said, it's impossible. You throw them into the ocean. That's basically what he told them. So the Netherlands, they had 5 months only to do, to completely turn over and go to paper ballots, hand counting. They pulled it off. And like I say, Argentina beat the Netherlands by a month. All the other countries have their own reasons where something had happened in their elections, or they're looking to other countries and seeing what happened to them as they take over countries like Venezuela, being the, you know, the first one with the machines. They took this beautiful country and took it, and it hasn't come back since. I used to talk to the Venezuela underground back in January of 21. All of them, they would be in tears, Amanda, on the phone with me going, Mike, please don't give up. We prayed that it would someday happen to the United States because they're stuck. Unless it happened here, that we exposed it all, and and they would be gone everywhere, where every country would follow suit and heed the warning of these machines and computers that all have back doors. And it doesn't matter if they're chain block or block this or
blockchain.
So I promised those Venezuelans as the tears struck down that I would never stop. And they, and you know, and I will not stop, because once you know and we know and see what you see, like Tina Peters, that she's in prison and she's going to get out soon. I really, we got to pray for her. But she did, she didn't change her mind before that judge. When that judge says, you keep putting out these lies about the computers and these machines, and you keep, I know you're going to keep putting these out, so you need to stay in prison pending appeal. This is disgusting, this Gold Star mom, and never had a jaywalking ticket. So to answer your question, all of these countries had their own reasons for doing it, but it was basically common sense. You see these machines come out in the early 2000s. You see a guy that hacked in. You see other countries taken, swallowed up like Venezuela, when everybody knows what really happened in Venezuela. It was probably two-thirds the other way. Now they see examples. To this day, they see examples like Brazil. Brazil, who all they have is machines there. And the great President Bolsonaro, a good friend of mine, fresh out of prison, they take a prisoner, Lula, who's in prison for 8 years because he committed crimes when he was president of Brazil, and they steal the election in broad daylight going, well, that's what this says. We're not going to open up and look in the machine. So other countries were smart, and they did it to protect their country. And which brings up another thing. You know, over 100 countries have banned early voting and mail-in voting, everybody. We have the worst of both worlds. You talk to we have both. Some states go, oh, it's worse here. And, you know, I get tired of, people going, well, Mike, you're wrong. We need, you know, this is, they give us reasons, like these clerks would give us reasons. Well, it's going to cost too much to switch over. No, it's 10 times cheaper. Every reason that come out of their mouth, wrong.
Yeah.
And what we did, Amanda, all of these things like France, a president always uses France for an example. They get done on election night, just like we used to in our country in the 90s. You get your winner on election night, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
well,
all of these countries had hand-counted systems. And what I've done is I've met with five of the different countries. And my teams that put together, there's at least three different hand-counting systems that are the best of the best, because they used other what had been done before. And then you add our new technology. What's the new technology? Cameras. We have cameras now that everybody can see in real time. You know, this ain't recorded, just like Taiwan. Now, Taiwan's very slow because they read everything to the whole nation. I mean, it's a little slow.
They're very specific, Taiwan, in their elections. Yes,
they're very specific. So, but we've created, and it's been done here in all these different counties, that we have proof of concept. And there's still, obviously, having Dallas County now on board, they're not going to be able to point there anymore and say, oh, it's going to a big county like that, you can't be done. And I want to tell everybody, they go, well, Mike, why didn't they steal? Because this is the question I get. Well, Mike, why didn't they just steal the president election this time if machines are Donald Trump won? You know, this goes back to like back in the day in like Ohio, this guy was running for office and he goes, well, I go, do you think the election was stolen? Do you think there's problem? And he goes, no, Donald Trump won Ohio. I go, I said, what does that have to do with anything? You know, when you steal these elections, you're bringing it down. So you try and avoid deviations. So you steal from everywhere. It's like a skim off the casino. Anyway, everybody. Yeah. Donald Trump won. And then I'm going to tell you all this. They stole 9 House of Representatives and 4 senators. Everybody's looking going, oh, Donald Trump won. We're saved. We're saved. And my teams are watching. Gee, why aren't all these races in? All these races, you guys, some of them took 2 months to count.
That's insanity. It's
a Democrat. Each day it got closer and closer, just like we experienced in 2020. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting. Now, why didn't they steal it, Amanda? I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah, let's hear
it. I knew they were not going to, and I even told the president this, because here's why. We had gotten the word out for 4.5 years that the machines, there's a problem with the machines. Everybody knows the 2020 election was stolen. Everybody does. When they see the big spike of, you know, here's Obama, Clinton, even Harris around 65 million votes, Biden 82 million. It's like, wrong, right? Well, anyway, I always look at if I'm a marketer for evil. Now, what if evil, this is what I said back before the election. I said, if evil was going to give us China virus 2.0, do you think we would have all fell for that crap again? No.
We would have said,
we're not wearing masks. I'm in Minnesota. You're not going to ban us to only having 10 people in our house for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The neighbors, or you get 90 days in jail. You know, all this stuff, we would have said, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Same way with election crime 2.0. If they would have stolen the House, or if they would have stolen the Senate or the presidency, if they'd have stolen one of those three, because they're all interrelated, the whole country would have said, open up those machines.
Yeah.
Mike Lindell was right. Open up those machines. They would have demanded it. So now if I'm evil's marketer, we're going, hey, they're on to us. We've got to do something. They tried to make a good look when they got rid of Biden, which they did on purpose, to make it look
bait and switch.
Yeah, they wanted to put Harris in there and say, you know, tell everybody, hey, it could happen. It could happen. This woman, you know, it could happen. Well, they stole, here's reality. They stole 4 senators, 9 congressmen, and they stole 5 million votes from Donald Trump. It was a landslide, more than what it appeared to all of you. So now they made it close enough where now in the midterms, they could go ahead and steal the House, right?
Well, that's the plan right now, exactly what you're talking about.
That is their plan, everybody.
They need the midterms in order to do what they want to do in 2028. That's the whole thing. It banks on the midterms.
And they also want to, it'll also slow down. They'll impeach the president. They'll do everything to slow down all the great work he's getting done. And then, bam, they're going to steal it. What's the answer to that, everybody? Get rid of the machines and get to paper ballots and count it. And we're on our way. And they everybody knows it's kind of like everybody's been educated. I was hoping this time around, Amanda, that the Democrats, but they're already on board. So a lot of these politicians like Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris in the movie Kill Chain, they already said we got to get rid of the machines. They've been saying it for 20 years, the Democrats have. Or Obama, you know what he said once? I think it was in Pennsylvania. He says, we'll do fine here. We control the machines. That was a quote. Okay.
Wow.
And this is the Uniparty. This isn't just Democrats, everybody. Everybody knows I have hollered about the Republicans, the Uniparty Republicans, more than any other. You know what you're coming from a Democrat.
Yeah.
This is your crooked Brad Raffensperger down in Georgia. One of the worst I could think of. I don't even know what to call that guy. Criminal. You know, he's a uniparty Secretary of State Republican. Now I heard he's maybe going to run for governor. Georgia, if you're a Democrat down there, good luck winning. That's where the nice Democrat lady got 0 votes in her own precinct. And if they would have been smart, Amanda, they would have gave her 3 votes for her daughter and her husband. You know what they'd have told her then? Nobody loves you but your family. I'm sorry. You only got 3 votes. But they had to look into the machines. and they found 5,600 votes, which put her in first place. This is the way this goes, everybody. Yeah. The deviations with these computers, we've all seen it. We know it. And we just now got to act on it. And things are well in process. All the work we've done for 4.5 years have not been in vain. I turned that stuff in back in February to this administration. And you see great things coming out of the DOJ with Tulsi Gabbard. She's all over 2020. She's all over the elections. The president just reached out to a few months ago to Minnesota, Colorado, and many other states. Give us your cast vote records. Give us your data from these elections. You know, Minnesota told them?
What?
You're getting zero. That's what Minnesota told them. I don't know what's going on there. This just happened. Minnesota says, oh, we don't have to listen to you. You know, the same thing they did. We as citizens have a right under the Freedom of Information Act. We can request all these things like cast vote records. These are things we can actually request from the machines. And Minnesota and other states said, we're sorry, citizens. We're not giving you anything because we're our own little government. We are, you know, Tim Walz, you know, that's why.
He thinks he's a cessationist.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he thinks,
Yep, that's exactly right. But that's exactly right. But I just have so much hope but there's certain things like this lawsuit that they just ruled on this judge. By the way, everybody, under mypillowtrial.com, the same judges here in Minnesota, everyone goes, well, Mike, even if you appeal, it goes to a Minnesota court, a federal court. Well, you know what, everybody? That federal court that it's going to is the Eighth Circuit, which, by the way, remember in June, everybody, when they overturned my $5 million challenge and said Mike was right. It was like a one in a trillion. They would overturn it. Mike was right. And it was those three judges on that Eighth Circuit that ruled. So I believe that they're fair, they're common sense, and they're going to rule on this right. But it's got to get appealed.
Well, exactly. And so we have it up there, mypillowtrial.com, that our audience can go to. Can our audience help you too by purchasing MyPillow products?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because that's where they've had me tied up so much because we had my employees and the employee-owned company. Every attack they've done is to take out, they think if they take out MyPillow, I'll quit talking about the election platforms. They're wrong. But it's like they're trying to finish the job. So we don't have any middleman and stuff, you guys. And we are our own bank. So what we're doing right now, it's like a 3-in-1 sale. You see, I have all these sheet lines here, these percale sheets. We're closing them out for good. We're never bringing them back. They're $29.88, any size, any color. They're normally $100 and some. Once they're gone, they're gone. But we have to take that money and buy our next product line because we don't have credit from our vendors. We have to do it. We have to pay cash. It's unbelievable. So you use promo code ARC, everybody. Yes. And then we also, our towels came in, our 6-piece towel sets. We waited months for them because we had to prepay when we finally got money, but we only could buy so many of them. So these are going to run out. But in the meantime, there's no middlemen. They're normally $69.98. They're $39.98. These towels, they actually work. I could sit here and do a whole demo how they actually dry you. They absorb, do what towels are supposed to do. And then we have our MyPillow premiums. We went with the Giza cotton. This was a special limited edition we were doing. And the lowest price of a premium pillow in the history of MyPillow, $17.98 for the queen, $19.98 for the king. And I just added another one, Amanda. You guys, our slippers are the best slippers ever.
They're great. They are.
And we're putting them on sale. This is right now an exclusive because they're on the website. They're actually getting increased. But for your audience, $39.98, any of the slippers. And check that out too. Go to, and you guys, the easiest place to find that then would be mypillow.com/ARK, A-R-K. So you guys get that. And I'm also going to give you a phone number, 800-585-7413. Now, why is that important to me? Because you're talking to one of my employees, not some foreign call center. They've been attacked too. Their moms that work from home, moms and dads that work from home, and they were attacked, Amanda, but we won that. They were the government telling them, the state governments in California, Minnesota, and two other states, you can't work from home to be in a call center. and everybody else was working for home. This was
exactly.
And we won that, though, everybody. We did win that. It took a lot, and their jobs are secure, but you guys can really bring them more security using that phone number and using the promo code ARC. We also have, I'm going to say one more thing. You guys, you're getting we have over 240 products. So you can get your Christmas presents and everything you need. Go shopping there. And even get yourself right now. You can get my Made in the USA beds and mattress toppers. Made in the USA. I'm going to do this right now. That you're one of two other shows we're doing it for. Every single product is going to ship for free, everybody.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's on us at MyPillow. That includes the beds. You know, they're allowed to ship. Includes the mattress toppers. But even if you're buying a set of towels, whatever, for a limited time right now, free shipping on everything. And so we're really happy to do that. And we also have, I have a new energy drink you guys should all check out. No sugar, no caffeine. It's called Rev 7. We're putting that on sale exclusive for your audience today. That will be 60% off because we want people to try it. And I got permission from that company to be able to do this for your audience.
Well, thank you to that company. Yeah.
And I drink it every day, guys.
Let's see it.
Every day.
How many do you drink a day, Mr. Mike? Yeah. How many do you drink a day?
Well, I drink anywhere from 2 to 4, but for the normal person, you know, it's an amazing, no cap. It's actually has ketones in it. These BHB ketones, which is actually good for you. Mm-hmm. They took everything that was bad for you in an energy drink and replaced it with things that are good for your brain and good for your body. Mm-hmm. And no sugar, no caffeine, but believe me, you get mental clarity. It's a different kind of an energy. You get mental clarity. It's so clear. I do a lot of multitasking, and it's so much easier, and they taste great, you know, absolutely great. So we're doing this. We had to actually get permission just today, because I knew it was coming on your show, to get these for that special price. So get those at MyPillow.com/ARC, or call that number, because they're the only ones. And you got to make sure you tell them promo code ARC, so you get a lot of these specials that operator's not going to know unless you tell them, hey, I got promo code ARC.
Yeah.
We're trying to save this company and this country.
yes, we are. And I actually have the mattress topper on our bed, and I absolutely love it. So Chris and I have the mattress topper. I do have to buy new slippers because my employees love them so much. They kept taking my slippers and walking outside to see the animals the slippers and wore the slippers out. But it took a very long time. They're made very well.
Right. Well, so let me tell you guys about the slippers. You know, every product we make, I helped design them. It took over a year. Inside them, I was cutting other slippers together. I'm not going to name their names. They're very expensive. Everybody knows that brand.
Yeah.
It's kind of UGG, or I think it is.
I knew you were going to say that.
But I'm cutting them open to see what's inside them. And I'm not going to badmouth it, but it's just nothing, basically. You know, this, whatever they would put in, everything else is just generic. You're paying for that big brand. Now, what I did is I said, you know what? I've got a big brand, MyPillow. But what I did, I wanted to make the product good. So inside there is the MyPillow patented foam. And also, it's called Impact Gel. It's a patented gel that's made out of soybeans that disperses your weight. So as you know, Amanda, it's like walking on a cloud. It's better than shoes. It's absolutely amazing. So that's just on that. And then you brought up the mattress topper.
Yes.
I'm going to tell everybody, if you guys, I don't care what bed you have, new bed, old bed, you put our technology. It's all about the technology. Our patented foam, sleep is about pressure points and temperature. So I don't care what bed it is, you're not going to have what we have in those mattress toppers. But what that does with your combination with the MyPillow's patented fill, you get REM delta sleep, these beautiful sleep cycles. And our president will tell you, he doesn't sleep much, but when he does, it's quality. It's quality. He loves our sheets and our pillows, and he gets this amazing quality sleep, which we all do. And we all need great sleep during this time. And I can't say enough about the mattress toppers. Bed's giving you great delta sleep, where the pillow, you're recalibrating your brain, you're getting good REM sleep. Sleep cycles are so important.
They are so important, and you're right. Our president, he doesn't sleep much, but when he does,
it's quality because he's got MyPillow products, everybody.
Exactly. Does he drink? I have a question. Has he ever tried the Rev 7? Are you going to try to get him to try the Rev 7?
Yeah, I will. But I haven't brought, when I meet with him now, where it's very serious, all the stuff.
Yeah, I know. It's about serious stuff.
But now that he's in the White House, I don't know me coming sneaking in with a bunch of Rev 7.
You get tackled, Mr. Mike. Secret Service be all over you, and the Rev 7 would just go flying out of your hand.
It's so Rev 7, Mike. What's in that can?
But yes, we have it up on the screen. Action item for our audience, mypillow.com. Use promo code ARC because Mike Lindell's been gracious enough to give these specials to our audience, and we very much appreciate that.
Yeah, and I'll tell you guys, I can't thank you all enough. We would not have gotten through MyPillow. It's a miracle. This is God's miracle. With God, all things are possible. And
amen.
And it's also all of you out there supporting us, and Amanda, your show promoting MyPillow and helping us out, because I'm sure that evil is over there saying, you know, we're in a spiritual battle. I was in biblical proportions, and
absolutely,
and they're going, how come MyPillow, we've done everything we can to it, and Mike Lindell, but we haven't destroyed him. It's because of God and everyone else out there that's supported us. And I want to, if I can, I want to say a couple of things of where we're at now to give some people some hope. Is that okay?
Sure, go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you first, everybody, that a conversation I had with our great president last summer, and we were both sitting there, it was him and I, and we had this conversation. He says, and I said, sir, all these bad things, we were talking about the bad things going on in our country, mm-hmm. and I said, God uses all things for good for those who believe. And I told him, I said, sir, as these bad things keep happening, I said, there's two buckets. The first one's the bucket of common sense, which you have. They're pouring into that bucket and they go to get there. And I said, the second bucket is the biggest revival for Jesus Christ in history. People Amen. Don't look to God when things are going good.
No, you're right.
Like I told them, when you had it December of 2019, they weren't going to God. A nation had turned its back on God. We were praying for God's grace, which we got. And people says, and I looked at him and I said, now, things going bad, people are pouring into this bucket. They're looking for hope, and that hope is Jesus Christ. And then he looked at me and he says, well, Mike, I don't know if we, when we get in, if we can get all this fixed in time, they're just destroying everything. And I looked at him and I said, you know what, sir? With God, all things are possible. Amen. God working through you, you'll get it done faster than better than anyone in history. And look what he's done, everybody. Look at the stuff that's going on. So mm-hmm. we got to do our part and not just rely on that. With God, all things are possible. The election, all this stuff. And I will tell you this. The last thing I'll say is, and you started the show with prayer. But let me tell you, everybody, mm-hmm. they come up to me. They used to say to me, Mike, this doesn't feel like grace. Or they'll say, my prayers don't get answered. I'm praying for this. And I look at them and I say, you know what? It might not be God's will. Everybody listen. Or God's timing.
Okay? That's right.
And where is God's time? Where is his will? God's will is in the word. So every day I get up, we get in the word, my wife and I, we get in the word. Okay.
That's amazing.
Now you can be proactive in prayer, and they line up beautifully, everybody. We're being proactive in prayer, and you can look at the overall picture and say, wow, just think of the 2020 election. It didn't happen. The most important election, by the way, everybody, in history. Everything got revealed because of that. This isn't a battle you're going to win in one day. And God's timing, what God, God, like I said before, God uses all things for good for those who believe. Right now, you're going to look back. We get way out here and go back and say, wow, all this had to happen just the way God intended and on God's timing. So everybody, you will magnify the great things you're seeing out there happening, like I told you, the Dallas County, and help out for the bad things that are happening that you see happening and magnify that. And that's mypillowtrial.com. We need help with this appeal. If this appeal goes through, it can be, it's like playing chutes and ladders when I was a kid. You might go all the way back to the start. You know what I mean?
I remember that game too as a kid, chutes and ladders. Yeah, that brings me back for sure. And, there's a scripture verse that says, for the Lord thy God works all things together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Not all that all things happen are good, but he will take them when you walk in his ways, like Mr. Mike says, when you align with his will, and he will work them together for good to demonstrate his power.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh. Amen. Well, now that we've all given you your mini sermon, me and Pastor Mike Lindell over here, we've ended with a wonderful sermon for our audience, which I love that you do that. I love that you quote the word. I love that you speak the word. I love that you do that because it is so important for us to be diligent as believers in this time.
Yes.
So thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on, and thank you so much for everything you're doing to get the word out, Amanda, to help save our country.
Well, thank you.
Mr. I appreciate Mike. You. Appreciate your audience, and keep the faith, everybody.
Keep the faith. We appreciate you, Mr. Mike. Thank you so much for coming on. God bless you.
God bless you.
Oh, thank you. And that was Mike Lindell, everyone. You can go to mypillowtrial.com to learn more about this appeal that Mr. Mike is marching towards. Also, it's funny, I call Mr. Steve Schultz Mr. Steve, and I call Mike Mr. Mike usually. So it's kind of funny. It's stuck from the beginning. You can go to mypillow.com, action item for our audience. mypillow.com/ARC. You use promo code ARC. Because he has got some incredible deals that he has made for our audience, and we very much appreciate that. You can also call the phone number on the screen, 1-800-585-7413, and use promo code ARC as well. We are coming into that gift-giving season time, too, and MyPillow products make amazing, amazing gifts. So thank you, everyone, for joining us today. We thank Mr. Mike Lindell for coming on. We know he's a very busy man. And so we just want to encourage you in the word as we leave. Psalm 91, armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, and then say Psalm 91 every single day. I do say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. We have also other Psalms up there for you. We have Ephesians 1, 16 through 23, 14 through 19. I say that multiple times a day, sometimes even, because it is so important that the word is at the forefront, that the word is at the forefront in our minds. The word is at the forefront. We are being led of the spirit. We're not being led of the flesh. Also, Matthew chapter 6, the Lord's Prayer, encourage you to incorporate that into your prayer life as well. So, and we also have Hebrews 11 up there for you, one of the greatest chapters written on faith in the word of God. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. God bless you. Keep the faith, and we'll be back on soon.